During summer holidays, I often stayed at my grandparents'. One warm day, as we rested on a bench during a walk, my grandfather took out his pocket knife, as he often did. But that day, he didn't use any of the knife's tools. He produced it to tell me about the significance of the knife itself. He placed it in the palm of his hand and gently described the meaning of the red pocket knife. This would be the start of a stream of stories and images that have profoundly shaped my thinking about my personal development and leadership. "Look closely, son," he said that day. "This is the Swiss Army knife I always carry with me. My father gave it to me when I was a child. It often came in handy for small jobs, sometimes for bigger jobs. During the war, or whenever I was afraid, all I had to do was put my hand on it to regain my sense of calm. Time and again, I realized that in any given situation, multiple options were available to me. That thought helped me put trust in my own range of possibilities for overcoming difficult situations. I have noticed that any time I pulled out the pocket knife, you would look at it with great interest. You followed what I did and listened to my story intently. I could feel that in those moments something special was happening. I shared life lessons with you, and you took them in. When I'm no longer here, this knife will belong to you." Somehow, my grandfather's pocket knife got lost after his death. Perhaps it was always meant to. Now, I had to take up my own knife. I imagined what my grandfather, who passed away in 1987, would say to me as he looked at this book and its stories. A book about the lessons on leadership he taught me as a child, using his Swiss Army knife. "I have been away from you all for quite some time now," I pictured him saying. "My earthly life is finished. I'm glad to see the life lessons we shared will now be passed on to future generations through this book, because the future is theirs. It was a privilege to hold the door for that future in my humble roles as teacher, father, and grandfather. Look after your own Swiss Army knife. Handle it with care. And yes, that unique pocket knife, as you know by now, is you." Charles Van Dyke, 1904 to 1987.